Okay, this minute.
Okay, so the first question, I hope you had some time to think about it. I don't know,
Yeah.
for formalities, I'm just gonna repeat the question even though you know it. Okay, as a Black Muslim woman in business, what difficulties did you face?
Okay, so first and foremost, I like to give like open-ended responses. So is it okay if it's a little bit
No,
long?
definitely. Yeah,
Okay.
talk as much as you need to, because this is like a space for you, and we want to like
Okay.
amplify your voice in that type of
Okay.
issue.
No problem then. That's perfect. So, first and foremost, I like to re refer to myself as an entrepreneur rather than a business owner because business
Sorry.
within itself is an occupation. Like, the business is like, I run a modest fashion business. Like, that's just business. But what adds life into the experience is the word entrepreneur because an entrepreneur is someone who takes on a risk, right? So that adds more of like life into like who I really am. You know what I'm saying? And then also being an entrepreneur is a mindset. There's so much that goes under entrepreneur. It's a whole ecosystem. And one of the most important parts of entrepreneurship is human interaction and interpersonal connection, right? So how you are dealing with other people, how are you bargaining, creating good lasting relationships. And that doesn't just have to be like with a business partner, but this also applies in real life as well. So that could be with family. And I can say that one of the most important things that I've learned as a Black Muslim woman in business is to trust myself. Like make dua and trust yourself. Because a lot of the times we're like, I'm not really sure. And we let people sway us because we don't really trust ourselves. Like you prayed tahajjud, you prayed istikhara. Why don't you trust yourself? Why don't you trust the signs? You know? And so that's so important because a lot of people make us feel like we're doing too much or like like we're being extra, but no, if I truly believe in what I say, then that's what I'm gonna stand by. And there's another quote, I believe this is by Theodore Roosevelt, and he said that if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. So that like is one of the most important quotes in my life as a Black Muslim entrepreneurship. Like if you don't stand for something, you're gonna fall for everything. So you might as well stand for something. So yeah.
That was such a beautiful response. And like, bro, I'm gonna apply that advice. I'm so sorry, by the way. I didn't know
That's
to be called
okay.
an entrepreneur versus business. But yeah, I love how you define entrepreneur, because I always thought the entrepreneur meant the same thing as businesswoman.
Yeah.
So I learned something
Well, it's
new.
okay. I think it's perfect that you asked that question in that way, because if you didn't, then I wouldn't have been able to explain it. And I think like for people outside of the context of like business entrepreneurship, they don't really know the difference. So, you know, it's great that I'm able to explain that.
No, I'm so thank you so much for clarifying that fact. And okay, I love the fact that you said trust yourself. I mean, I know this is supposed to be an interview, but girl, that is like an issue I think a lot of like women of color, especially
Yeah.
Muslim Black women, face, because you know society kind of like puts them down and they don't have that type of self-esteem or confidence to be able to trust themselves, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so glad you're speaking out about that. Like,
Oh,
mashallah, tabarakallah.
of course.
Yes. All right. Now moving on to the second question. Okay, how does being a Muslim help you face these issues or helped you in your, I put business, but should I say entrepreneurship overall?
In my business, with my business. Yeah, you can say that. That works. I will say that, like I said, I think I kind of touched on it because like everything that I do like entails Islam in it. So it's gonna be hard to like not mention Islam with any question. So like I said, like I pray istikhara, I pray tahajjud, like for anything. And I think before, like 2 years ago or like 1 year ago, I wasn't praying tahajjud as often. I think a lot of the times, like as Muslims, a lot of us have this idea that we make dua, like that we shouldn't make dua too much, that we should wait for like a special moment to make it. But it's like when you look at the lives of like the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, they called out to Allah whenever. Like literally, whenever they felt some type of way, or whenever like they had any troubles, no matter how small, no matter how big, they always called out to Allah. So I started to make tahajjud more of like a I think I can, I do tahajjud maybe 2-3 times a week. Because with business, with entrepreneurship, you're always gonna have problems. Like, you're never gonna run away from it. And I remember when I first started, like, I was like, there's so many problems. And then later on, especially with like the program that I'm in, because I'm in the business technology and entrepreneurship program, they really, really emphasize failing. Like, you're going to make mistakes. But the best thing that you need to be able to do is to be able to adapt, learn from the failure, and pick up again. Entrepreneurship is literally failing, getting up again, failing, getting up again, failing, getting up again. And I could keep going and keep going and keep going. Because every time you fail, you learn something new. So you just gotta learn to fall in love with failure, make peace with it, make peace with the struggle, and fall in love with it. And then your mind just looks at everything from a whole different perspective. And I think that's Islam as well. Like, with every struggle, with every test, what does the hadith say that, Allah tests those that he loves. So it makes you look at tests from like a positive perspective. You feel stronger. Like, you feel like, wow, Allah really chose me. Allah really chose to test me with this thing because he knew that it would make me stronger, because he wants me to come back to him. So yeah, that's why Islam means everything.
Bro, much a little vertical. Like, your response are hitting too hard.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I hope that other people are able to be touched by what I say to
I'm
you.
so touched. Like, I just I wish this is like a video so I can just blast it, because it's just so good. Right, Mashallah. I love the fact that you said make peace with the struggle, and like, I think, because I think a lot of us tend to forget that sometimes we're struggling so much, we forget to be grateful during that time. And I think having gratitude for Allah being able to test you in that is so important that it just lightens the burden of that struggle. So, wow, I'm so glad you're here, because I'm also struggling with my cousin, and that just made me feel like better.
Girl, alhamdulillah, I'm able to inspire somebody, motivate someone. If you
Yeah.
want to record, you can record too, because I think this would be good, like, just for like documenting the
No,
process.
no. This is so beautiful. Actually, before we move on to third question, me and Inka and Islam, we're starting this series, where I'm basically like interviewing good prominent people, like in the video stuff. This is just because you're being featured for our Black History Month feature. But inshallah, like later at the during after spring break, we're gonna do start that video series. And if you are willing,
Oh,
you can
yes.
definitely, like, I would love to do that for
I'm
you.
so excited. I would love to be a part of
Oh
that.
my god, that's gonna be so amazing, because Rehan is gonna be filming us. We already did that first video with Nida, so you're welcome to be the next guest. Huh?
Is it on YouTube?
We're not sure if we're gonna upload on YouTube yet. We're just know
Okay.
it's we're gonna upload it on our website, and then we're
Oh,
gonna
that's
spread it in the
perfect.
IC. But you know what? That's actually a good idea. Like, if
Yeah,
it's
because I
going
can see this going big. Like, I already see the vision. I see it already. Yeah, and
Okay.
you're such a good interviewer. Is it inter yeah, interviewer.
Me? Oh, thank you so
Yeah,
much. I
you're
feel
really
like I
good.
just babble. Okay. Thank you. Let's go to the next one. All right. So, last but not least, what advice? I feel like you kind of answered this with the Islam thing, but feel free if you have anything else to say. What advice would you give to other aspiring Black Muslimas, either who are also pursuing entrepreneurship or not, like in general?
Okay, this is, I don't want to go on a tangent, but it's going to be a long answer.
It's okay, take your
I
time.
think that is very important for us to advocate for ourselves, number one, and to fall in love with ourselves. Because I think that a lot of us go through struggles and we're just like, oh, this is normal. This is normal. But it's like when you come into a space like NYU and you, like, I feel like white people, they have this sort of like naivete, like, I'm just here to have fun type of thing, like, and I think a lot of them also, I'm not trying to generalize it, but like from my experience, like they go out on like a Saturday, they have days to go out, spend on themselves. And I think a lot of the time, we're just like always go, go, go. Like, for instance, like I'm a first gen student and I have younger siblings. So I'm always like worried about my siblings, taking care of them. I come you and I like to come back home before they're home. And a lot of the times you don't advocate for that. Like, even in school, like, I make sure I let my teachers know, like, oh, I'm gonna be late to class today because I have to do this. And I commute and I come from Newark, New Jersey. And a lot of the times they're very, very understanding. Every single time I've told them, they've been understanding, you know? And I know some sisters who don't advocate for themselves. Like, they don't let the teachers know. They don't let the professors know, like, oh, I have this going on. I come from this city and I have to commute for this long amount of hours. I have to take care of my siblings. You know, let them know, because they will help you. They really will help you. Hopefully, if you get a good person, and I pray that every sister gets a good person, but, like, please keep asking for help. If one person doesn't help you, go to the next person, because they definitely will help you. And yeah, like I said, take care of yourself, like, love on yourself. If you want to buy, you know, an extra abaya, you've been wearing the same abaya for the past year, girl, you need to get yourself a new abaya. I know you have money for that. Go get yourself a new abaya. If you see a pretty necklace, buy the pretty necklace and wear it. Like, I just feel like we need to learn to spend on ourselves, love ourselves. And I'm not trying to say spending is the only way to love yourself, but, like, I feel like fashion plays a huge role in, like, how you feel. It definitely does. Like,
100%.
Yes, even the clothes that you wear under the abaya, even the clothes you wear under the,
oh my god, matters. Speak on that, because feeling pretty inside, layered and out, everything together.
Mm-hmm, because I think a lot of the times we're like, oh, like, people don't see me anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I'll just walk around the house any type of way. Like, it doesn't really matter.
You see yourself. Like, yeah. It impacts your own perspective.
Exactly. Why isn't your perception of yourself just as important as somebody else's?
Exactly.
Period. So, yeah, just to sum that up, I would say advocate for yourself. Don't try to belittle your struggles. Advocate for yourself. And then number two, love on yourself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was for the two. Advices.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was,
you're welcome.
Like, out of everything, like, we're gonna publish, I wish this would reach the most people. I'm gonna ask Nila to put this up on, like, the IC and everything, because I feel like everyone deserves to read what you just said and everything. And may Allah give you so much barakah for saying this, so it can touch everyone else's heart and everything.
May Allah reward you for, you know, being the channel of which that I'm able to express myself, because if you weren't here, then it wouldn't be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so thank you,
and may Allah reward you.
I mean.